Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Megayacht News Radio. I'm Diane Byrne, and today we're speaking with Stefano Cicini of BWA Yachting. BWA is a yacht service agency with several offices throughout Europe, the United States, and the Caribbean. Now, some people think that a yacht service agency primarily does things like assisting chefs with provisioning and setting up VIP tours for guests. While BWA does do that, the duties are actually far more reaching. It prides itself on what it calls a 360-degree set of services, which include things like the legal formalities and customs clearances that a yacht needs to deal with. BWA Yachting works with the local port authorities in this respect and acts as the legal representative of the yacht while it's in port. Now, there's a lot that goes into being able to offer these services, so Stefano is here to explain how it's handled, how his staff stays updated on the rules and regulations, and how BWA Yachting works with various boats to tailor the rest of the services that they want and need. So let's get started. Stefano, thank you so much for joining us here on Mega Yacht News Radio.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. When was BWA founded and why? Obviously, a key decision was to take tasks off the shoulders of captains and crew so that they could better concentrate on the priorities of their jobs. But what did you identify right away that you believed that your company could and should handle?
So the company was founded in 2003, thanks to the effort of three partners, and which were experienced yacht agents operating the MAT, the Louis Group, the GLT Group, and A1 Group, which decided to join forces together and try to develop their experience and their knowledge of the industry outside of Greece and Italy. And that's the reason why BWA has started.
Okay. And then what were some of the first things that you decided that the company would offer right away? What services did you decide were the key ones to offer to the boats?
I mean, if we're talking mainly about MAD, we have to say that the yacht agent's definition is a very wide definition where somebody could, let's say, include only the bureaucratic and the paperwork needed to clear a boat in a specific place, or all the concierge activity and assistance to the crew, which is partly related to the agency activity, partly not. But the yacht agency concept is very wide, and that's the reason why I believe we have decided to have BWA operating in all these wide activities, starting from the booking of the berth, so the reservation of the berth in place, to the assistance and to the formalities, of course, on arrival or upon arrival, together with the concierge activities at 360 degrees, aided to the crew, related to the assistance to the crew and whatever they need, spare parts, delivery, hotel accommodations, hospitalizations, and whatsoever, mm-hmm. And, of course, the guest assistance, which means exclusive excursions, jet plane rental, let's say, whatsoever you can think about. I mean, we are normally providing throughout the network.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Now, I understand in some countries there is a formal process to becoming a yacht agent, exams that need to be taken, for example. Can you explain this and why it's necessary? And also, as far as your staff is concerned, how they meet the challenge of staying on top of rules and regulations that I would assume may change every so often?
Of course, as you said correctly, it's different country by country. In some countries, like France, for instance, yacht agent doesn't require a specific, license. While, let's say, in Italy, in Greece, in Croatia, Turkey, Montreal, you need specific license for operate as agent, which is not only related to yacht agent, but the ship agent license. You have to make some examinations, normally in the Chamber of Commerce or care of the Ministry of of transport, which includes the knowledge, of course, of the territory together with the knowledge of the law, of the local law and the formalities required to clear in and clear out the vessel. So this is what is happening. And in some countries is easier, some countries more difficult. In Italy, for instance, we need a specific license. You cannot clear a boat if you are not a license agent. So in each company which is operating as yacht agent, you need a person which is licensed to operate in that.
Right, right. Are the do you find that the regulations are changing, particularly these days, with concerns about port safety and piracy, or are they not really changing so much?
It is changing, of course, even there. You cannot make a general assumption. This is changing country by country in a different way. Definitely, the bureaucracy is becoming more and more strict. There is more and more control, and normally the agent is the representative of the yacht in a specific place. Therefore, I mean, he's committed and he's responsible for a certain number of acts, including the payment of the vendors, including the responsibility towards the authorities, like such as harbor master, the port office, custom house, and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why the agent is needed.
Right.
Normally, the captain, theoretically, could operate without an agent, but not knowing the local regulations and formalities, it should take under his responsibility a lot of issues which he doesn't know what they are related of. And that's the reason of the yacht agent's presence. That's the reason why they are paying us, because we know the territory, we know the rules, the regulation. We take responsibility of that. We take also the responsibility in most of the places to pay all the vendors, local vendors, which otherwise the captains should have to settle before departure, according to the national and the local regulations.
Right, right. Now, you have offices in many different countries, though the majority is in Europe. Are you primarily receiving inquiries from European-based owners, or is it a mixture?
I mean, we started from the Med because we are people from Italy and from Greece, and we decided to develop the Med first before going to another continent. And so our logic expansion was related to develop the network of BWA offices throughout the Med, and I would say that today we are covering almost 90% of the yacht destinations in the Med. So there was a need to cover this area, which is, as everybody is recognizing, the largest cruising area for yachts. After having completed the acquisition and the development of the Mediterranean network, we have decided, of course, to explore the other part of the continent, like the Caribbean, which is the complementary part of the Med, which, as you know, is exactly working in on the opposite season than the Mediterranean. And that's our logic, has been the logic expansion of BWA. Most of our clients are moving from the Med to the Caribbean and vice versa. But as far as your question related to European owners, that's only partly true, because our clients are worldwide clients. We have a huge number of American clients, a huge number of European clients as well, coming from Middle East and, of course, from Russia, from many countries. I mean, so our client portfolio is mixed with a lot of different nationalities.
Mm-hmm.
So this was not the specific reason to develop the Met because of European owners, but just because we were, let's say, starting from the Med, before going to another place, we wanted to grow and to consolidate our presence in the Med, and that's the reason why we have developed the Med first.
Right, right. Makes sense. Now, when you're speaking with these different clients, particularly people who are considering using your services for the first time, how do you distinguish your company from other yacht service agencies that they may be considering? Because there are a good number of yacht service agencies out there.
Yes, of course, I fully respect all the competition. And of course, there are several good yacht agency firms which are operating either in the Med, either in the Caribbean. What's our, let's say, goal, what is our target, is to be recognized not only as a partner of choice, but to become the strategic partner of the boat, of the client. Rather, it's going to be the captain or a management company or a brokerage house or the owner himself. So that's our target, how we differentiate ourselves. Of course, because as far as the quality of the service, of course, our company is entirely and totally dedicated to yachting. So our organization is not doing anything else rather than yachting. Secondly, the fact that the geographical presence of the company means that there is a high level or hopefully a very high level service throughout the organization. We are building a huge platform wherever the boat will have the same kind of feedback and system which will be used by our offices and as well can be monitored and seen by the client throughout any BWA office. So, and of course, the fact that we combine, the reason why we are different, I would say also, is that we combine the global knowledge and international knowledge with the local expertise. So the company is mixing the local knowledge of our offices, of our local partners, together with an international and a global view of the industry, which BWA can have, because we are operating today in something like 16 different countries.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's the main difference. I mean, with all due respect, and of course, we're absolutely, we love the competition, we like the competition, I think it's challenging. So we are not aiming to become a monopolist, which is never going to happen in any kind of business, but we like to be to become a strategic partner for our principal, and that's our main aim,
mm-hmm.
to be recognized to do something different from the others.
Now, tell us a bit about the staff of BWA Yachting. Since you provide such a wide range of services, such as banking transactions and even tourism arrangements, do you have people on staff who have specialties within those industries as well as the yachting business? Or do people go for special training to ensure that they can provide those services?
First of all, the BWA organization is divided between local and corporate. So we have the local knowledge, which is needed in order to know what is available in the specific location rather than in another one. And therefore, we are monitoring the performance of our offices through the fact that we have, let's say, this kind of system, which is going to provide us also all the measure to see whether we are fulfilling the requirement of the client. We are also now providing a satisfaction, let's say, and complimentary anyhow reply to our services and to know whether we are, let's say, delivering the services and the quality of the service which is asked of us. As far as the corporate structure, of course, which is the structure which is controlling and overlooking the global operation of BWA, we have different kind of people with different experience. The company is, of course, managed by myself, but as well, we have different departments, the commercial department, operations, finance, IT and business solution, human resources, and strategy. And that's something a little bit new for the industry. But all our staff and all the managers are trained and they made their own specific experience, either in the same business or in similar business like shipping. But they are ex-captain from one point of view, they are financial managers. They are, let's say, IT experts. They have done a lot of different courses. So for each of them, they have a specific experience and degree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now, owners seem to be a little more sophisticated and a little more educated these days compared to, you know, years ago, maybe a decade ago or longer. Even with that, though, do you find that some still expect their crew to handle a lot of the details that are related to the boat? And what about the crew themselves? Do you find that some still seem to always tell the owner, yes, we can do that, when really they should be asking for assistance from a company such as yours?
Definitely the owners, I mean, are becoming more sophisticated. They demand more and more. That's the reason why, as I said, the combination of the global knowledge or the knowledge of the owner of the boat together with the specific knowledge of the territory is allowing us to provide and to suggest them whatever is available at their level of service in each specific location. Because we know the kind of boat, we know the crew, we know the owner. We know from our experience what they are normally demanding and what are asking us, and therefore we are able, together with our local office, which have the experience of the specific place, to combine the two things, whether they are combinable or not, because not in everywhere we can deliver what the owner is expecting. But what is important is to know in advance that, and to tell them in advance that we apologize, but in this specific port, whatever you are asking us is not available unless we import from somewhere else, or even for some kind of services, maybe it's not even available. So what is important, that's maybe one of our advantage, that we know in advance, more or less, what the boats and the owners are asking us, because we are assisting the same boat in another location, and therefore, when they are coming to a specific place, we know already what they are going to ask us, and we know already whether we are able to provide that due to the local environment or not, and so they are, we are not giving them something, or we are not, let's say, showing them something which we cannot deliver. I think one of the main success of BWA is that we are delivering whatever we are promising, and we are not promising something which we cannot do.
Right, right. And when you're working with the clients, do you find that they typically want the full package of services, including the berthing arrangements and the provisioning and the banking and the guest transportation arrangements? Oh, excuse me. Every time that they're cruising, or do you find that the services that they want are changing all the time and varying from owner to owner?
That's exactly the second part of your question. Is very, very changeable and very different owner by owner and boat by boat. The beauty and the difficulty of the yacht industry is that there is nothing similar. So for two different boats, maybe of the same size, different of the service request is quite amazing. There are boats which are asking us from A to Z, boats asking us from A to B, and we have to respect and to act according to their requests.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not going to push them to. Of course, we provide them with the full range of services which we are able to offer, but it's their choice whether they want to use the whole package, part of that, just one, or that. So normally, of course, the berth reservation and the general clearing is something which everybody is asking normally. But for the rest of the services, of course, it much depends also whether the boat is a commercial boat, and in the same boat with different charters, the request can be different, but the name of the boat is the same.
Right, right. And when you've been working with clients for a while, do you have a formal review system in place? In other words, after, say, 6 months of working together, do you sit down with them to go over the services that they've been using so far, evaluate how happy they are, and whether they want to change anything or maybe even add some more services to the package?
Yes, we have this system in place. Is still in the beginning. With the new application, which is going to run by the next year, it will be included in our system, of course, a satisfaction questionnaire, which will also give us more, let's say, a professional, let's say, update of what is the client satisfaction level and what they're going to ask us. Normally, of course, we know we talk with them every day in all our locations, so we have a certain knowledge, but let's say, to arrange analysis and statistic in deep details, this is going to happen by next year, because we need a system knowing that we have more than 40 offices.
Mm-hmm. When you're working with a client for the first time, what are some of the questions that you ask them to determine what their needs are and what you can offer? Because I would think that they don't always know exactly what they want, or may not even know everything that you could help them out with.
So there are two kind of approach. One is an approach on a corporate level, so we can give them the option to have one point of reference throughout their cruise. Before they start a cruise, when they have to book the cruise, they can make one phone number, and they can get all the informations, the reservations, and the assistance they require before they start a cruise. So allowing them also the possibility when they change a date, when they shift the dates if there is any modification to the program, just to make one phone call instead of arranging all the different, let's say, changes throughout, let's say, the schedule. And when the boat is in the port, of course, we deal directly with our local office, which is going on board on arrival. We present all our services. Of course, as I said, we are suggesting whatever is possible, whatever is not possible. Normally also, before the boat is starting to work with us, they know exactly how much is going to be the cost of the service, how much is going to be the cost of the port call, in order that they don't have surprise, because that's one of the main problems today in the industry, that the client start using a service and then they get a surprise that they were not expecting. So, of course, for what is related to the basic service, like the berthing fees and all the formalities, all the port services like port or mooring man or whatsoever, the boat knows in advance how much it's going to cost this kind of service. And, of course, we are as well at disposal for any particular service. If they want to charter or a jet, of course, and they don't know in advance, we cannot make a pro forma for that. But normally, we are advancing them all kind of financial and economical information they need. Because this is a new requirement, which we have seen, especially in the last 2 years, the boat and the managers and the charter broker are very sensible of.
Right, right. Are you working mostly with the owners, or perhaps with the owners and their captains, or are their agents, the brokers, also involved in the questions and the conversations?
I would say that even that we work with all of them and no one of them. It means that most of the time, of course, our point of contact is the captain. We usually work also with management company and brokers. The owners is coming not very regularly. Normally the owners as the captain, which is his point of reference, and therefore we deal with the captain on behalf of the owner. In some cases, with very large boat, we have also the assistant of the owner for the owner's matter, which is asking us informations. And I would say very seldom we deal directly with the owner, very seldom. Mm-hmm.
Now, even when you are dealing with the captains, do you ever visit the yachts to meet them with the rest of their crew to assess how things are going and to see if perhaps any of them have any questions or have any needs that can be addressed?
Yes, I'm not meeting them on a regular basis, but very often, I would say, when I'm in a specific place, I'm going to meet the captains and ask them whether they're happy with our local service, whether there is anything which we can do to please them, whether we can improve something, or whether, of course, they have also some suggestion to us to improve our services. And normally I have to say that we found the crew and the captain very cooperative, and we are extremely open to listen to suggestions and even critics if they are going to help us to improve our services.
Mm-hmm. You know, a few minutes ago you mentioned a program that you'll be rolling out next year. Are there any other new plans you have for the coming months or the coming year that you can give us a hint about?
I would say that for the time being, the group has made a major effort to strengthen MAT. As maybe you heard, we have bought a company in Spain, we bought a company in Monaco, we opened in South France, we opened in Corsica, we opened in Barcelona, we have opened in Gibraltar, we are opening in Malta and Tunisia. And in the last months, we have opened a number of offices in the Caribbean, starting from San Martin and Antigua, then it's going to be San Thomas, and we are going to have Bahamas and Fort Lauderdale. So the plan of expansion for the next few months is going to be, for a little while, let's say, postponed, because I mean we are already covering with Caribbeans in the Med, I would say 85% to 90% of the yacht destinations. We are going to strengthen the company, we are going to strengthen the systems and the corporate functions, and we are so much dedicated today to implement the corporate group strategy for the next 4 years. and of course to put in place in the final stage the system, which is ready now, is under testing, which will be our main goal for 2010. This will link all our office in one same platform, and as well will be available for our clients to manage their port calls in an update situation, on online situation, having all the available information and data and analysis for their port call.
Sounds good. Well, Stefano, thank you so much for your time today. This was definitely informative and educational for me, so I'm confident that we've been able to help educate some other people as well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. If you'd like to learn more about BWA Yachting, you can visit their website. Absolutely.
It's going to be live by beginning of January, the new version. But you can talk to Anne or to talk to Edward, and they will be available, of course.
Okay, great. The website, everyone, is www.bwayachting.com. Once again, this is Diane Byrne. Thanks so much for tuning in to Mega Yacht News Radio today. To learn more about the mega yacht market, you can read my daily blog and see exclusive videos and listen to other podcasts at www.megayachtnews.org.